There have now been two wrongful death trials against the drug maker Merck over the painkiller Vioxx, which has been pulled off the market. Two trials with two very different outcomes. In New Jersey yesterday, a jury came down in favor of Merck, ruling that Vioxx did not cause Idaho postal worker Michael Humiston to have a heart attack. In August, a Texas jury awarded more than $250 million to the widow of a man who died from a heart attack after taking the drug. What made the difference? We called on Mark Lanier, the lawyer who represented the widow, Carol Ernst, in the Texas case.
I liken it to a baseball game. One of the best hitters of all times was Ted Williams, and he would get a hit about every third time he gets up to bat. And that's very much what will happen in these lawsuits. They're up against a huge obstacle. You know, Merck's set aside over $500 million to fight these fights. They've got 20 of the best law firms in the world signed up, and money and talent is no object to them winning. And so you can't expect the plaintiffs to win each one. You can expect probably about one out of three on average.
Well, from a plaintiff's point of view, what went wrong in this case?
Ultimately, I think this was not the right jury for the case. I don't believe this jury really tuned into corporate responsibility. Some of the interviews we've seen of the jurors afterwards indicate that some of them said, well, maybe Merck was doing this for money, but hey, you expect companies to make money. That's what they're there to do, and we're not going to hold them responsible for how they go about doing it.
But no, lawyers try to pick the juries, but once they're set, you have to live with the hand that you're dealt. So it all comes down to lawyering. Where did the lawyers go wrong? Why were they not able to convince the jury that Merck made mistakes along the way?
Well, I think it's two factors. First of all, we need to remember in New Jersey, along with most parts of America, lawyers don't actually pick the jury. Lawyers have an ability to eliminate certain people from the jury, but then you're kind of stuck with whatever's left. And then I think the second thing is the lawyers in this case tried a different approach than I did. And instead of putting marketing and the science that Merck knew of yet distorted as the first and foremost part of evidence in the case, the lawyer started out with, in my opinion, the weakest part of any of these cases and kind of buried their lead, if I can borrow one of your journalism terms, and took the strength and put it in the middle of the case where I don't think the jury ever really saw it.
But what was the lead? What did they bury?
The plaintiff started out with the treating doctor from Idaho as the first witness to testify about the specific plaintiff and his specific heart attack. And that's not a doctor who's real familiar with the Merck story. It's not a doctor who's real familiar with the deceptions and the inaccuracies Merck was putting out there. And I think what the jury needed to see first and foremost is that Merck knew one thing, but Merck made it a point of telling doctors another thing instead. And Merck deliberately misinformed doctors, had been written up repeatedly by the FDA for doing it. And once the jury hears that, then you move on to the more case-specific details. But you need to start out with a strong general point.
So you're saying it took them too long to get to that point. Now, I want you to do something for me, to look across the aisle. What did Merck do right?
Well, Merck did a really good job at communicating in an everyday way with the jury. Merck ultimately doesn't have to prove anything. Some folks have mistakenly said, gee, this means that Merck did nothing wrong. Well, that's not at all what the jury means, verdict means. The jury is asked this question: did the plaintiffs prove Merck did anything wrong? And the answer to that is no, the plaintiffs did not. That doesn't mean the opposite is true, that Merck has proved they did nothing wrong.
Now, Merck faces more than 6,000 cases all across the country. How does this latest ruling affect these future cases?
It doesn't. I mean, to those who are handling the cases, I think even including Merck, everybody figured Merck's going to win two out of three cases. There are 6,000 pending right now. I personally know lawyers. I'm part of a consortium of lawyers. We've got 20,000 more cases ready to file. And so you're still going to see all of those cases get filed.
Mr. Lanier, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was plaintiff's attorney Mark Lanier, who successfully tried the first of the Vioxx cases. Reached this afternoon, a spokesperson for Merck referred us to a statement the company's general counsel made yesterday. Quote, "We think the only way to interpret yesterday's finding is that the jury understood that the company behaved responsibly as it related to developing this drug, as well as marketing this drug, and we feel very much vindicated by that finding."